Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Dropkick's album drops today, and that is Queen of Suffolk County, which will be the hit, Wiggy. I'm calling it. Speaking of calling it, joining us right now on the Harbor One hotline, it is a guy who told us months ago that Mac Jones was the best quarterback in college football. Mac Jones may be Tom Brady 2.0, and Charlie Weiss is our guest this morning. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing fine, but let's not get carried away and make him Tom Brady now. I mean, let's be a little bit more realistic with the expectations than that one, okay?
We had John a couple months ago, and you said that this was the guy, and Bill got the guy. So my question to you is this out of the four or out of the three or whatever, is this the guy that Bill wanted?
Well, he fits the system that as I know it. Okay. Now, you know, I've been gone since 2005. So, you know, Josh is taking it and run with it. And, you know, you branch off, you do different things, but this is a guy who fits perfect into the system as the one that I know.
Charlie, when you look at the Mac Jones, Justin Fields situation, after Denver doesn't take a quarterback, do you think Bill's sitting there going, okay, one of these two guys potentially could fall in my lap without me having to trade up or do anything?
Well, I mean, he was probably thinking that. You know, I think that, you know, going into the draft, there were probably a couple of guys that he liked in the first round and a couple of guys he liked in the second round. So I think that depending on how things fell, you know, it wouldn't have ruled out the possibility of him not taking a quarterback at all in the first round. But once Fields and Jones got to the, you know, past that 10 spot, you know, now all of a sudden you say, hey, we have a chance to sit tight right here and be able to get one of these guys without giving up any draft collateral. I think it couldn't have worked out any better than it did for the Patriots.
You know, the knock this morning, I guess, on Mac Jones has been his physique, Wiggy seems concerned that he likes to eat cookies a lot. Are you?
Timeout. I mean, you're sitting there talking with Wiggins, yeah. Okay? You know, and you're talking about physiques. I mean,
I feel like I'm an expert on this one, Charlie.
Exactly, Charlie.
I mean, everyone, it's been well documented, the infamous picture of Tommy at the combine,
right?
You know, coming out and what he looked like. Don't worry about what Mac looks like. I mean, I've watched all his games for the last couple of years since he took over for Tua when Tua got hurt. And you're going to be really happy with what you're getting. I mean, pinpoint accuracy, team leader, got something about him. He got a lot of moxie. He got great anticipation. I mean, he's a gym rat. He's smart. I mean, you're going to be really happy with this kid.
You think he starts at all this season?
I don't think they'll be in a rush to start him, but I think it depends on how things go, to tell you the truth. It's not the Patriot way to take a rookie and say all of a sudden you're in there, especially at a position like this, because everything there obviously is earned. But I think he'll be ready to play. You know, unlike some of these other guys, I think he'll be ready to play week one. Now, whether he plays week one or not, I couldn't tell you.
Charlie, does this pick say anything about how long Bill plans on coaching?
I've said this a bunch of times. People don't realize what it's like going into work when you have your own kids on your staff. I mean, every day that I went to work when my son was around was like a borrowed day. Like you stole a day. It was one more day that you're 20-something-year-old kid you got to hang out with because his life was moving on. He's got two sons on the staff. I mean, he comes in every day, and even though he's not talking to him all day long, he's got two sons on the staff that he gets to spend time with every single day. Why would be in a hurry to go anywhere?
Right. Charlie, the thing that a lot of people knock – you know, a lot of quarterbacks, but especially guys that go to like Power Five elite schools like Alabama, is the fact that they play with a lot of talent around them. Mac Jones had the opportunity to play with Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle. How do you avoid letting that coming to the picture when you are drafting a guy who does have a ton of talent around him?
Well, here's my answer to that. Well, I have two answers to that. You know, I'll give the sarcastic one first so I can stay in my motif mode. the last time I checked, Joe Burrow wasn't exactly throwing to a bunch of crummy guys when he was at LSU. And how does that work out?
Right.
And it's a rhetorical question because you know it's worked out very well. Okay, second thing is, anytime you have a guy who's not the best athlete, okay, not the best player on your team, but he's clearly the leader, that's telling you something. So even though he was playing with good players, Waddle got hurt this year, hardly played at all. Did you notice, you know, all of a sudden Waddle wasn't playing?
Right. No, I know.
You didn't even notice.
Yeah, well, you didn't notice.
You didn't even notice. It was like, okay, Waddle, the same guy who's a top, you know, six pick in the draft. He goes out, you don't even notice it. Now, why is that? It's because the quarterback made it into a non-issue. The coaching staff made it into a non-issue. You just throw it to the other guys, right? I mean, so when you have a guy like this that knows how to, hey, look it, he knows where to go with the ball. He knows how to distribute the ball. You know, and, you know, we say this sarcastically, Tom Brady 2.0, but that's the qualities that separated Tommy from all those other quarterbacks. You know, his accuracy and his decision-making. And this is what this kid has. He has accuracy and decision-making.
Hey, Charlie, did you get to sit in the draft room with Bill on draft night? We saw a shot last night, and it was just Matt Patricia and Robert Kraft with Bill. Do you think that's all it was?
Oh, there might have been a couple more people, but that would be about it. Because as Bill evolved, you know, once upon a time, there were a lot more people around the draft room. But as it evolved, it was you stayed in your office and you were summoned when they needed you. Okay, so let's say it was getting close to the pick and they were deciding between Jermaine Wiggins and somebody on defense. So they'd call me up, they'd call the tight end coach up and say, okay, tell me about this Wiggins guy. You know, and you get your opportunity to sit there and say why he's the guy. Or let's say there's three offensive guys that are all graded about the same. They call you up there so you could talk about those three guys that are all rated about the same and which one would be the better take at this time. But I believe there weren't very many. By the time I was gone, there weren't very many up there. And I'm sure there weren't very many up there.
Charlie, with Cam and with Mac Jones, do you think Bill is all set at the position, is done with the position? I mean, Ken's been talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's got further picks. Do you think he's all set with those two guys going into this year at the position?
Yeah, that ship has sailed. I mean, it's time to move on to other positions. You know, that ship has sailed. I mean, because you still got Stidham there too, correct?
Yep, right.
Charlie,
that's enough.
Right. When you look at Cam in his second year in this offense, you kind of talked about it, you know, several months back that, you know, he'll have a better grasp of this offense. And, you know, what Bill did in the offseason, going out and getting two tight ends, and it seems like it's going to a position where they want to make things simpler for Cam or whoever that quarterback is, starting with that two tight end set and working their way out. Do you think that's what we're going to see this year with Cam Newton?
Well, in Cam's defense, he has every excuse for things not having gone well last year. I mean, I'm not big on excuse making, but I mean, you could start from COVID, you know, COVID to no OTAs, you know, to new system, to then him actually getting sick. I mean, to being around a poor supporting cast. I mean, do you need any more excuses than that? Now, he didn't help matters. You know, he didn't help matters either. Okay, but he has about every legitimate excuse that you could come up with. So if Cam is the guy, I would expect a much better, you know, Cam than what you had last year.
Well, Charlie, you called it on this program. You said Mac Jones was the best quarterback in college football last year, and Bill went and got him.
The best. Yeah, and obviously Trevor Lawrence is a special talent. But realistically for me, if you couldn't get Trevor Lawrence, if I were with the Patriots and you couldn't get Trevor Lawrence, the guy I would have wanted is Mac Jones.
All right, Charlie, great having you on this morning, and we will talk to you soon enough.
All right, take care, man.
All right. It's Charlie Weiss. Wiggy, these texters say you were body bagged by Charlie Weiss.
Wow, but what a leading question, too.
He kind of agreed with me that it worked out perfectly for Bill. So how did I get body bagged?
Well,
we agreed.
Well, your suggestion earlier this morning, you suggested that Bill should have moved up.
Right.
Because your belief is that Bill took the wrong guy.
Right.
And I think Charlie Weiss absolutely believes that that Bill got the guy that he wanted and the best guy when it came to those that were available.
Right, but Charlie also said once it got to number 10, Bill was in the perfect position where he knew either one of those guys, somebody was going to fall to him, and he didn't have to give up any draft capital.
Okay, so you think Bill was, when it came to either one of those guys, Bill did not have a preference.
Nope, and Charlie Weiss said that. Did you not listen to Charlie?
Yes, I did. I did listen to
Ken,
Charlie.
Ken, do you have that where when he said once it got to the pick number 10 and Jones and Fields were still on the board, it couldn't have worked out better for Bill.
Wiggy, you asked him a leading question. He answered it politely. At the end of the interview, he said, outside of Trevor Lawrence, this is the guy that they most wanted.
This is the guy that he would want.
Right.
Charlie Weiss would want.
So I don't know what you're still yelling about.
We don't know.
They didn't even scout the guy. They didn't want Justin Fields. Get over it.
Were you not listening to him when I asked him the question?
You didn't ask a question. You were trying to get him to weigh in on an argument without bringing it up.
I asked the question.
Do they like Justin Fields? I don't think so.
I mean,
Ken, why don't you play the Charlie Weiss answer, man?
I don't have that one.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course you don't have that one. Just magically disappeared, you know, 2 minutes after he said it. How's that happen?
It is incredible.
Shenanigans. Charlie said...
Bill said, flip a coin, whoever comes here, okay.
Charlie said, once it got to 10...
Oh, that's whippersnapper from Tuscaloosa.
Jones and Field were still available. It couldn't have worked out any better where he didn't have to move up and get a
Wiggy,
guy.
Wiggy, repeating yourself over and over does not help your point.
No, it clearly helps my point because you're not listening. You don't get it. You have two guys... It's like this. You have two girls that you go to the party and you have an interest in. Right?
Well, and there's Remax and Lan Jevonson.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. I know you didn't have many girlfriends in high school. And one...
Ooh, sick bird.
Okay. Is one of them the Instagram model who had the thing with Tristan Thompson?
Ooh, peekaboo. Well,
if so, believe me, she's not going after Curtis. Okay.
Hey, what's a ladle again?
Oh, a ladle's a soup spoon. Oh, my bad. I don't know what a silver spoon ladle is, that you have a million different spoons and forks for eating food.
Tristan Thompson, apparently not a ladle.
No, certainly
one
not.
Of those,
what are you doing?
One of those knives that folds back in or whatever.
You
it is
shouldn't be using that fork to eat your vegetables.
And why are you listening
don't
to Charlie?
Don't you know that that's a vegetable fork right there? You use the small one, Curtis.
Wiggy, if you ask 100 people.
Do not use that big fork. That's for the steak.
If you asked 100 people, 100 would know what a ladle is.
Where am I asking these people? In Stowe?
Charlie Weiss, by the way, he didn't have any hot chicks in high school. You listen to him.
Well, we don't know that.
Wiggy is a text that says, Wiggy is 100% wrong. Greg, please shut him up. He's making a fool.
Wrong about what?
He's making a fool of himself.
Wrong about what?
These people think you're making a fool
about
of yourself.
About what?
About Mac Jones versus Justin Fields.
Play the audio, Ken.
I don't have that audio.
Hey, Jesus. All of a sudden, you don't have the audio.
He did back you up when it comes to your excuse-making for Cam Newton this year.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, Charlie Weiss did back you up on that.
Everybody who called in said, listen, Bill was in the perfect position. You had two guys there at quarterback, and you knew one of them was falling in your lap. Why would I give up draft capital to move up?
I can't believe that you're not excited about Charlie Weiss saying, with the exception of Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones is the best quarterback in the draft. And you got him.
Yeah, but
how exciting is that? Do you disagree with that? I understand
that's
that.
That's Charlie's opinion.
Okay, and you said yesterday you'd be happy if they took Mac Jones.
I'm happy that they got a quarterback. I'm disappointed that they could have got the guy that I wanted, who was right there for them at number 11 or number 10 with a team that was willing to trade out of that position.
But when it comes to defending Cam Newton, hasn't it been Charlie Weiss that you have used for the last 6 months, pounded over our heads about how you and he agree? So he's right about Cam Newton, but he's wrong about Mac Jones?
So you can't agree with somebody on some things and disagree on other things? I don't get how that works. Listen, I love my wife to death. We've been married 25 years. I don't agree with her on everything.
Ooh, and shots fired. Boop, boop.
And there are things we agree on.
Good morning, Kendra.
So Charlie and I agree on the Cam Newton situation, but we disagree on Mac Jones and Justin Fields.
All right. This is Fran from Boston. What's up, Fran?
Hey, good morning, Hillman. Good morning, Wiggy. I guess Sybil, Wiggy Sybil is out today because he keeps changing his opinion. Uh-huh. But I got a quick question for you, Wiggy, on Cam Newton. You said earlier today that he would win at least the Patriots would win at least three more games with Cam, at quarterback based on the weapons they got. Cam still cannot throw a football. They ran a college style offense last year, right? Mm-hmm. It was run, duck and dunk, right? They have a quarterback who can actually throw the ball now, right? So are they going to have two sets of offense? They're going to delay this kid's development 1 year by letting Cam Newton throw the medicine ball eight feet down the line? They're not going to win. They're not going to win three more games with Cam Newton as the quarterback. They are not.
So you don't think the additions that they made both offensively and defensively?
I guess he doesn't. I think they are. I think they win. They definitely win a couple more games. I think.
Okay, so listen, that's 9 wins.
Do you think Bill is? Do you think Bill is okay, as Charlie Weiss said, with Mac Jones being a year away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he has an issue with that. I think if Bill has his druthers, he would rather him sit a year and learn. I don't think Bill probably looks and goes, okay, we have a team that is playoff ready this year. I don't know if the young kid is going to be ready, because young, especially a quarterback, there's going to be a lot of growing pains. And I feel like, you know, Cam gives us the best chance to win.
All right. We got
still no audio, huh?
He'll get it for you. Don't worry. Okay. He'll get it for you before the end of the program. Here is Ken to tell us what is trending this morning.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
I love how my rejoin request and audio request happened never to come to fruition. But let Greg and
to fruition?
Yeah, let Greg and Curtis say, hey, play this for me. Ken's all over it.
I got it.
He's beating the computer to find it.
I wasn't aware that you had a rejoin request. Was it thematic for Mac Jones?
Yeah, it could have been.
Well, okay, what was it?
It was DJ Khaled's new song with Jay-Z and Nas.
Okay, and how is that? How does that play into the Mac Jones?
Sorry,
theme?
But not sorry.
Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, don't matter. It's not going to get played.
Sure, it will.
Ken doesn't listen to any of my requests.
You'll hear it coming up.
Well, Ken is sorry, but not really sorry.
You'll hear it coming up.
Exactly.
You will hear it coming up.
And here's the Weiss audio you wanted.
Do they like Justin Fields? I don't think so.
Plus, I was busy. Patriots posted their War Room 2-minute video montage, and there are many more people in there than just three, actually. And Burge Najarian calls up Mac Jones to announce that they've selected him. And then here's Robert Kraft, who gets the phone shortly after.
Welcome to the Patriots. We're really excited. Everyone here, who I've talked to about you, yeah, they tell me you're a phenomenal person. Great guy. And I
Was that the way they...
The academics in my family were like that you had a 4.0 GPA. That's good, huh? Yeah. Anyhow, we're excited to have you. All of New England is really happy with this pick.
Is that the way they posted the audio?
Yeah, there's a little bit of wind in there. It was rustling.
Wind? They need Mondillo back. The video's gone straight the heck over there.
Sounded like he was excited.
They had to give up their third-round pick and their video guy.
Sounded like me.
Bill's first words to him were, "We have several tides up here." And Mac Jones made mention that Damian Harris is like his best friend.
Right.
That's the word he used.
All right.
So.
Good news.
Welcome him into the family. I think it's an interesting video. I thought so. Bruins beat the Sabres 5-2 last night. Charlie Coyle breaks the third period tie. First goal in 29 games. Taylor Hall also chips in. One more with Buffalo tomorrow at 1. Celtics Spurs 7:30 tonight.
Please again mention the Krejci drag on that Taylor on that Taylor Hall goal.
Well, nobody saw it. Describe it.
Extraordinary. Wait, have you ever seen a drag? What do you mean nobody saw it? I think people were flipping back and forth.
Yeah, I wasn't watching.
No ratings for no ratings for the Bruins last night, Curtis?
No, and I think that their compete level was great.
All right. Curtis hates when I talk hockey. Go ahead. What's next?
Sox lose game 2 tonight in Texas. 8:05 first pitch, 7:05 pregame. Not a full house down there. I did flip over to the Sox.
It was close to full, though.
What was the official attendance?
So what's the narrative on that? Nobody wants to go to a baseball game. They're afraid. Is that what it is?
Oh, no. I didn't know that. I was actually looking forward to tuning in. 23,640. I thought we'd get like 50,000 sardines in there in Texas.
Yeah, you want to tune in and do what you've done for the last 14 months, which is watch other people enjoying their lives.
I don't know what that means. This is a shot of some kind. COVID boy who's still smelling exhaust. More of the Greg Hill Show coming up.
Yo, give it up! Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
Charlie, when you look at the Mac Jones, Justin Fields situation, after Denver doesn't take a quarterback, do you think Bill's sitting there going, okay, one of these two guys potentially could fall in my lap without me having to trade up or do anything?
Once Jones got to the, you know, past that 10 spot, you know, now all of a sudden you say, hey, we have a chance to sit tight right here without giving up any draft collateral. I think it couldn't have worked out any better than it did for the Patriots.
That the audio that you were looking for, Wiggy? Once Jones got past that 10th spot?
Yeah.
Is that the audio you were looking for? There may be some editing underway.
Sounds like it.
Ken,
he didn't mention Fields at all.
WEEI's coverage of the NFL draft is presented by Zuti. Build any application your company needs in 1 week. Get your free trial today. Visit Zuti.com for details. And Gresh and Keefe will continue the coverage all day today, starting at 10. I guess Rich will be unhappy like you with this pick.
You see, my audio gets edited, and then my song doesn't get to breathe. You notice that?
Song can breathe. No, you can pick anything you want, any rejoin you want, any topic you want.
If that was the new Bruce Springsteen or Counting Crows or whoever
there was an F-bomb coming up.
Dropped
to get out.
In the album, you would have been thumbs up. Let it breathe, Ken. Let it breathe.
Every song of yours has F-bombs littered through the whole thing.
Hey, real quick, one of the biggest Patriots fans that I know has called the program this morning, the great Jim Cook from Sam Adams. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm assuming if you called that you're happy with this pick by Bill last night.
Really, the best first-round draft pick is Sam Adams. But they didn't pick Sam Adams, so I'll take Mac Jones. Because, if you make beer, every day is draft day.
Hey. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, you got to come up with some kind of a Mac Jones IPA or sour or something. Maybe for Wiggy, you can make a sour because he's sour about Mac Jones and not Justin Fields.
All right, we'll make a special Wiggy brew. It'll be like some really nasty sour, especially for Wiggy.
Wiggy, you're not really a beer guy. Occasionally, you are
a little bit. Yeah, here and there.
Yeah, we should make a Wiggy beer.
I just keep coming with the commercials. Your favorite cousin from Boston.
Yeah, he's related to Wiggy.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Jim, while I got you, I want to thank you because it has been marathon month with the Greg Hill Foundation and our effort this year to go beyond the cause. And over the years, the last many years, everybody at Sam Adams and Truly and the like has supported the Greg Hill Foundation and Boston Marathon survivors, not only with the 26.2 brew, but in lots of other ways. So while I got you, I just want to say thank you for that.
We're very grateful for what you do, Greg. You know, in the world of philanthropy, the Greg Hill Foundation is a really special place. You know, you do, from my point of view, and we support lots of causes, but you're two reasons. You know, first, you're built around the idea of getting, help into people's hands immediately. Because we have the catastrophe, there is a big philanthropic reaction, but it takes months before, the money is collected and starts to be dispersed. Yeah, what is really cool about working with you is, we can put money in and we know that it's going to be in the hands of people within days. You guys are writing checks within days, and nobody else does that. And it's also just, very good to know that 100% of the money goes to the people, the beneficiaries. Nothing is held back. You don't make fees or anything like that. Every dollar that people put into the Greg Hill Foundation goes to the people that need it. So you make it easy for us to do the right thing.
Well, we couldn't have done what we have done without you, and so I thank you for that. And I Am I correct in understanding that there is a new Truly flavor which is premiering soon or has premiered this week? Is that accurate?
It's exactly right. You must have an inside source at the company.
Yeah.
But yes, we're going to bring out for summer Truly Punch. So it's a whole bunch of like tri flavors. There's nothing else like it. 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, full 5% alcohol. So it continues this series of Trulies that, you know, bring real flavor to hard seltzer, because some of them don't have much flavor. These have a real punch. So I get to use this stupid pun. but yeah, so it's got a punch of flavor. And all it's coming out soon, just after after Patriots Day, which, you know, as you know, we've sponsored the marathon for 10 years, but you may not know the significance to me of Patriots Day, because Patriots Day 1985 was the day that actually launched Sam Adams. We'd had some tests and so forth for a year. Day 1985 was when we hit the market. And, you know, back then I was delivering the beer myself in this Chrysler K-car station wagon. And what you don't realize is, when the marathons run, you can't get across that line.
Right.
You can't get north and south. So I was having to drive all the way down, you know, past Copley Square just to get to the other side of Brookline to deliver my beer. So Patriots Day's always meant something special to me. It was kind of, you know, Sam Adams with nothing. We were kind of like Tom Brady being the seventh pick, you know, 20 years ago. Nobody paid any attention. Nobody celebrated. Nobody thought it mattered. But, you know, years later, it was like, wow, that's a big deal.
Well, so, hopefully the same is
I hope we picked them. Yeah.
So hopefully the same is true for Mac Jones.
Draft pick like that.
All right, Jim, thank you.
And maybe we'll pick somebody in the seventh round again.
Listen,
when I first met you, Greg, who would have thought that, you know, this kind of pudgy, slow white guy was going to be a great radio personality, but you did it. You did it.
Well, at least he hasn't changed physically over the years.
How did this turn into Curtis?
Tom Brady, a good thing.
How did it turn into shaming me on my physical appearance and my physique?
I don't know how, but I will not stand for it.
He's still a slow, pudgy white guy.
Jim, thank you.
You're the Tom Brady of radio.
thank you. All right, there goes Jim Cook. Oh, my God. It turns into being about me and my physique.
You know, that's what it is. Pitches are out there, man. They're not going away. Brady's, Mac Jones, and yours with the white T-shirt.
This is Juan from Providence. What's up, Juan?
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I'm calling about, I don't really like the pick, the Mac Jones pick. It ruined my night last night. But I'm going to give you a little bit of information to back that up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Belichick is the greatest coach of all time. And he just has one flaw, and that's draft. Picking in the draft is not his strong point. But you guys are going off what Charlie Wise is saying. I don't think, besides, if you take out Brady, what quarterback did Charlie pick himself when he was at Notre Dame? He had Jimmy Clausen.
Brady Quinn.
Well, what did Brady Quinn do in the NFL?
I mean, not much, but he was better than Jimmy Clausen.
Okay, well, he didn't choose Brady Quinn. Brady Quinn was already there when he became the coach.
Okay, so we're back to Bill the GM, and he blew it again last night. Correct?
He should have moved up and taken Justin Fields at the 10th spot. That was the move. He gives us a dual quarterback, someone who can learn under Cam Newton, learn how to run and take the strong points of Cam. Yes, Cam's not the best thrower in the NFL anymore. But he could have taught Justin Fields some things that Justin's going to need to know when he's running the ball, when he's rushing the ball or getting on the outside.
Okay.
That's what I think. That was a smart play. I mean, if you look at Belichick's history, it's just he lets some of the studs go. You go back to the to the Harry pick. He let A.J. Brown, DK Metcalf, and Deebo Samuel, all better guys than Harry to this point. Unless something dramatically changes, that's a huge mistake.
Okay. All right. Well, you would agree with Wiggy. I think Rich will agree when he gets in here.
There's a lot of people out there that might agree with it. Yeah.
Are there a lot of people who are disappointed with what Bill did last night?
Well, I don't think disappointed. You keep saying disappointed.
Well, that's how you sound.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right. You're right. Disappointed is probably the right word. Happy that he took a quarterback, but felt like he took the wrong quarterback.
We have a poll up. Who would you rather have, Jimmy G, Mac Jones, or Justin Fields? 55% say Mac Jones, 29% Justin Fields, 16 for Jimmy.
Okay.
I mean, I don't understand how you can sit here and look at a guy like Charlie Weiss, who told you that he's watched every single game that the kid has played for the last couple of years, that he's when it comes to his football IQ, it's very high.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to throwing the ball, he's got pinpoint accuracy. When it comes to being a smart guy, he's smart.
Right.
When it comes to desire to win, he's got. I don't understand how you can sit here and say that's a bad pick.
But I'm saying that the pick is not bad.
Well, the other guy, you had questions about his work ethic.
Well, that was one report from Dan Orlowski, right? So now,
but then he fell.
So the report was inaccurate. So we're supposed to listen to the work ethic from Dan Orlowski about Justin Fields, right? And there was other things that people were telling me about Mac Jones, which I didn't hear many things about him, just maybe his physique and he likes to eat cookies. But whatever, if that's not going to affect him, then, you know, fine. But when I look at the quarterback position and I look at the way it has evolved over the years, and I think, can you improvise and make plays with your legs? That's what you're seeing a lot of quarterbacks doing in this day and age of football. And Mac Jones doesn't have that capability. The two quarterbacks are there. I think the better quarterback was Justin Fields. I don't understand. And my thing, I had Justin Fields as the second best quarterback behind Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, and Charlie Weiss had Mac Jones ahead of Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
The best quarterback available, and the Patriots got him. And also, honestly, in this country, who is anti-cookies? Wiggy is anti-cookies.
No, I'm not anti-cookies.
But he's an anti-cookier.
When you're playing in the NFL, I understand, as somebody who's been in that world before, knows that it is about how you take care of yourself. And if you don't, your career is not going to be as long as you'd like it to be.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more The Crossover coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.